One of America's most famous writers of stories about the sea was born in New York City in 1819. He was of Scotch and Dutch descent, one of eight children. At the age of 15, he was a bank clerk. But 2 years later, destiny finally caught up with him on a dock in New York Harbor.
I'd like to see Captain Saunders, if you please, sir.
Yes? What do you wish to see him about?
I've heard that he needs a new cabin boy.
And have you ever been to sea?
Well, no, sir. But I've read many books about it.
Hmm.
Oh, do you think it'll make any difference that I've had no experience?
I don't think Captain Saunders will mind.
Oh, well, where can I find Captain Saunders, sir?
I'm Saunders. We sail in 2 days for Liverpool. What's your name, lad?
You mean I'm hired?
That's right. I'll sign you on now.
Oh, my name is Herman Melville, sir.
Herman Melville.
Two years later, Herman Melville stumbled over a magazine article that caught his imagination. He read it aboard ship by the flickering light of a lantern.
What are you reading there, Melville?
Knickerbocker Magazine. There's an article here about a whale.
You're always reading. Reading.
This is about a white whale named Mocha Dick. Says here he's had hundreds of escapes from whaling boats, but well, he'd never given up trying to catch him. You know, someday I'm going to sail on a whaler. I'd sure like to see him, this Mocha Dick.
In 1841, Herman Melville sailed on his first whaler. It was the Acushnet out of Fairhaven, Massachusetts, bound for the Pacific. The ship's log lists Herman Melville, age 21, height 5 feet 9.5 inches, complexion dark, hair brown. Melville's only friend was a young man named Dick Green. Conditions aboard the whaler were incredible.
The captain calls, won't allow the sick to be treated. He doles out provisions as if we were shipwrecked. He gives us no chance to speak to him of any grievance. What can we do, Dick?
Wish I knew. If you so much as say a word to the captain, he hits you with a handspike. There's two men below deck with broken skulls.
Well, someday this sort of thing won't be allowed to happen aboard ship. Seamen will have protection from such unscrupulous captains.
Melville, where are we now? Are there any islands near here?
I looked at the captain's charts this morning. We're not far from the Marquesas.
Well, I know one thing. First port we drop anchor in, I'm going to jump ship.
All right, Dick. I'll come with you. We'll do it together.
When the Acushnet arrived at the Marquesas, the two boys jumped ship. After a stay among the Polynesians, they signed on an Australian whaler and went back to sea. Melville landed in Honolulu, and from that port shipped out aboard the frigate United States as an ordinary seaman. He then signed on for another cruise, which ended in Boston in October 1844.
Well, Mr. Melville, it's been quite a cruise.
Yes, Captain. We've been at sea for 3 years.
We'll be sailing again very shortly, as soon as the ship's repaired. Are you going to sign on again?
No, sir. I'm going to my brother's home in Upper New York State.
Oh, you're a seaman. You'll never be happy ashore.
But I won't really be ashore, sir.
What do you mean?
I'm going to write some books.
Books?
Uh-huh. About my experiences. I want to tell people about all I've seen. Perhaps if I write about the injustices I've known, it may help other seamen. Perhaps I can do something to make their lives easier.
And that is exactly what Herman Melville did. The seamen he had sailed with turned up as characters in his books. Dick Green became Toby in Typee. The whale Mocha Dick became the monster whale Moby Dick. And Melville's literary works helped to improve conditions aboard ship for all seamen who sailed on whalers. Today, Herman Melville is recognized as America's great maritime novelist, famous for authentic tales of heroism and adventure based upon his experiences on American merchant ships.